While most of the state has thawed out, parts of northern Wisconsin are still looking very wintry. Snow litters the ground and is deep enough in spots that the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest has delayed opening its campgrounds and hiking trails. Also, anglers looking to head north for next weekend's fishing opener may find ice. DNR Fisheries Manager Bob Hugick says there's still as much as 15 inches on some of the more popular northern lakes.
Hayward was the line. From Hayward north, there's still snow in the woods, and there's a fair amount of ice on the lakes.
Dennis Weisted works at Hayward Bait and Bottle Shop. He says the ice is still thick enough that some people are still ice fishing. Weisted says that will likely have a negative impact on opening weekend tourism.
It definitely affects the business because we get phone calls from people from out of town, and they'll ask, does Round Lake have ice on it? Well, when we tell them yes, then they delay their trip up here.
But Cable Area Chamber of Commerce Director James Bolin isn't overly concerned. He says last spring had a slow start too, but by late May, hotel room tax collections were up 12%.
Once the conditions did allow people to get up here, they were so cooped up they wanted to get here as badly as we wanted them here, and so they came in much larger numbers. And so, you know, obviously that's what we're hoping happens.
Another big tourism event, the governor's fishing opener, is still on for next weekend on Balsam Lake in Polk County. Local reports say there's still ice on the lake, but it's expected to break up and move out just in time. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.